No matter where you are, Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us today. We begin with a once upon a time story, or at least that's how it begins. Once upon a time, 57-year-old Juan Lozano Magdaleno did what many fathers dream of doing. He gave a speech at his daughter's wedding reception. Only he did it by phone over a loudspeaker. The year was 2013, and Magdaleno was sitting in an immigration detention facility on the phone, where he'd been held for almost 5 months at that point. Magdaleno has been a lawful resident of the United States since arriving here from Mexico as a teenager. But his record showed two criminal convictions, one from 2000 and another from 2007. And even though he'd served his time, the Obama administration decided that immigrants with criminal convictions could be apprehended at any time after their release and placed in mandatory detention pending a deportation hearing, without the opportunity to petition for bail or any other form of release, even if their criminal convictions came years earlier, even if they had done their time. Yesterday, after 5 years of legal wrangling, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a 5-4 decision in a challenge to the application of the 1996 immigration statute. Fatma Maarouf is the director of the Immigrant Rights Clinic at Texas A&M University. Professor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's go back to the Supreme Court decision. What have they decided in this case, 5-4?
So the decision basically holds that no matter how much time has passed since somebody was convicted, they can still be deprived of a right to a bond hearing. So this case isn't about whether or not people should be released. It has to do with whether they even have the right to request a hearing for a judge to consider that they be released. And for large groups of people, they're not eligible for any type of bond or bail hearing, basically. And the way the statute is written, it says that the government shall take a non-citizen into custody, which is a form of mandatory detention, when that person is released from jail, basically, after a crime. And so the question is, what does that mean when the alien is released?
And alien, of course, is a legal term that is used to describe an immigrant in this case.
Right.
And just to be clear here, when it says shall be detained after that person has served his or her time, does it say how long after?
No, it doesn't. It just says when the person is released. So Justice Alito's opinion applies a very hyper-grammatical interpretation of the statute. His decision really focuses on the grammar of the statute in deciding that that means that regardless of when the person is released, even if they were released years before, that the government is still required to keep them detained and that a judge can't even consider releasing
but
them.
But let me understand something here, because this doesn't seem like the sort of process that would be permitted if this person were a citizen of the United States. So citizens get treated one way, immigrants get treated another?
Absolutely. So, you know, in criminal cases, judges have a lot more discretion to decide when somebody is released on bail or not. In immigration cases, judges are governed more closely by the immigration statute. So if the statute written by Congress prevents judges from considering release, then they're not allowed to consider release. And so here we have an interpretation of this ambiguous language in the statute about when, how broadly we're going to interpret mandatory detention. And the court interpreted very, very broadly.
Okay, so let's get back to what other remedies might be available. It sounds like the only one at this juncture would be if Congress were to intervene and try to clarify the language in that statute.
Right. That would be the sort of cleanest solution would be for Congress to reconsider the language in the statute. You know, there were prior decisions where non-citizens tried to argue that at least after 6 months, they should have a right to a bond hearing once they've been detained in immigration detention for 6 months. The Supreme Court also rejected that argument. So it's been very hard to challenge, even though appellate courts have held in non-citizens' favor at the Supreme Court level. This is the second major case recently that's been lost trying to challenge mandatory detention.
Does this effectively mean that someone could be in mandatory detention indefinitely? That you could basically, with no ability to petition, with no ability to fight the detention, what is the check?
Yeah, it basically opens the door to indefinite detention. So the earlier case that I was talking about tried to limit it to 6 months as sort of a reasonable time beyond which, a person should have a chance to at least request release on bail. With this new case as well, now the time, sort of the gap in time between a conviction and when they're picked up by immigration doesn't matter. So even if somebody committed a crime in the 1980s or 1990s and is picked up in 2018, 2019, they're still subject to mandatory detention. So, it's a very, very broad interpretation.
Fatma Maarouf is the director of the Immigrant Rights Clinic at Texas A&M University in Fort Worth. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.